is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, Baltimore's Listen.
Stimulating talk, breaking news on Talk Radio 680.
NewsHour.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Biden campaign believes it can win Florida because of the abortion issue. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Donald Trump won Florida in both the 2016 and 2020 elections, and it's a state dominated by Republicans at the state level. But Joe Biden's re-election campaign team sees an opening. It believes he can win in Florida this year after the state Supreme Court cleared the way for a GOP-backed law banning abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Democrats have scored several election victories since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and they believe that trend could continue in the Sunshine State. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has met with Chinese Premier Li Qiang today and sent a message of mutual cooperation despite the nation's differences. After focusing on trade and economic issues for the first 2 days of her visit, Yellen turned to the broader U.S.-China relationship today. Li is one of China's top leaders. Amazon says it's cutting hundreds of more jobs in its cloud computing unit. AWS says it's all part of a strategic shift by the big company.
The company says it'll trim a few hundred roles in the team that overlooks technology for physical stores. The move comes just after Amazon said it was ditching Just Walk Out technology in its U.S. grocery stores. Amazon says it's also cutting several hundred roles in the AWS sales, marketing, and global service organization.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Small town businesses are embracing the eclipse crowds as weekend festivities heat up before Monday's big event. Overcast skies will be a problem in some places. Daytime darkness will follow a narrow corridor from Mexico's Pacific coast through Texas and 14 other states, all the way up to Maine and the eastern fringes of Canada. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-852-3467 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-852-3467. That's 800-852-3467. Again, 800-852-3467.
A safe landing for a Soyuz space capsule from the International Space Station.
And we have touchdown.
The Soyuz capsule returned from the International Space Station with Russian cosmonaut Oleg Novitsky, Belarusian Marina Vasilevskaya, and U.S. astronaut Laurel O'Hara aboard. According to NASA, O'Hara spent a total of 204 days in the International Space Station. Novitsky and Vasilevskaya blasted off to space on March 23, 2023. The space station is now one of the last remaining areas of collaboration between Russia and the West. NASA and its partners hope to continue operating the orbiting outpost until 2030. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Mexico's government has severed diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police broke into the Mexican embassy to arrest a former Ecuadorian vice president this weekend. News and analysis at townhall.com. Kansas lawmakers approve another year's worth of funding for state agencies, but not without a fight.
That action comes after a few legislators staged a last-minute public protest over a 93% pay increase for lawmakers. You heard that correct. 93% pay hike. The Senate approved the bill 26-12. Meanwhile, in the House, the vote was 78-44. The measure now goes to Democratic Governor Laura Kelly, who is expected to sign it into law. Jason Walker reporting.
A dog missing in California since the summer of last year has turned up more than 2,000 miles away in suburban Detroit. Police picked up the stray, took it to the Grosse Pointe Animal Adoption Society. The animal named Mishka does have an identity chip, and that's how they hooked her up with her original family back in San Diego. They think the dog had been stolen. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile phone app for your smartphone at WCBM.com.
The sunshine and winds out of the north on this Sunday. The high should approach 59. It will be clear tonight with a low 40. Sparse sky conditions for the eclipse on Monday. Clear to the afternoon and warmer with a high of 65. Clouds will increase on Tuesday as the afternoon high hits 73. Then some wet weather on Wednesday. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Providing health care to people who need it most. That's the simple but powerful purpose behind Doctors Without Borders. We treat wounded people in war zones, care for malnourished children, and provide safe reproductive health care. We're on the ground in emergencies, from Ukraine to Afghanistan. We put patients first. And we go where we're needed most. Because at Doctors Without Borders, we believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. Doctors Without Borders has provided free, life-saving medical care for over 50 years. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
Let's take it from the top.
From the top.
It's news.
We take it to the bottom.
Take a look at what's going on.
And then we decide where to take it from there.
Back to the top.
Okay, well then, let's go.
Take in the news.
From top to bottom.
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's the beat on the street.
Definitely have noticed a rise in costs.
It's the talk of the town.
I want to talk about the student loan thing.
The nuclear war with Russia.
The conversation starts here. WCBM.
This is Talk Radio 680, WCBM. It's time now for All About Real Estate with your host, Margaret Rose.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. If you have any questions about anything pertaining to real estate, listing a house, selling a house, if you've had a good experience, if you've had a challenging experience, this is the place to talk to us. Again, you can reach us at 410-922-6680. This past week, I had someone sent me this question. It said, what would you do if the directional satellites went down? Can you get from point A to point B without using your finger and your thumb to zoom in? Well, why did they ask that question? It was because it was National Reading Map Day. And I thought about it and I said, how many of us could really function without our Waze, our Apple Maps, our Google Maps, or any of our maps, including our car's GPS? Do we know where we are, and do we know where we're going? Remember when we had to rely on, agents may remember this, when we had to rely on those ADC books and the paper maps and our sense of direction to find our way around. They were not fun days, not for me. I think they were the main reason I became a listing agent. Because when selling real estate, it's much easier to go find that one house that you're listing, that one seller, than to run around looking for several homes with buyers in tow. I finally remember when my husband would get a call from me and I would say, where am I? Thank goodness he had a wonderful sense of directions and a wonderful sense of humor. And he could usually find me. At the time, my sense of direction was not wonderful. I used to joke that finding my mailbox attached to my house was tough. If the GPS goes down, I might as well have been in quicksand. My navigational devices in the car, my phone, have been like my guardian angel watching over me. Of course, I should still focus on my surroundings. I should improve my navigational skills, but I'm not interested in finding new hidden places or new neighborhoods. And I hope I'm never so stranded without GPS that I have to say, where am I? I have a feeling there's a few people out there who have gotten the same kind of, gotten into the same kind of situation, whether they are relying completely on that GPS or whether they're following the map book. Just a fun story. And I thought I would relate that to real estate. So I don't know if any of you take a look at it, that Friday was National Map Day. Was looking at some of the listings that I had, and there are people, a lot of people think that condos really are for mature, retired buyers, people who are downsizing, right-sizing from their big homes. It's not necessarily the case. Many retirees do enjoy the convenience of a full-service building with the door attendants and the 24-hour receptionist and the somebody to carry your packages and a place to park. Some people, like young people, I feel can also benefit from the same amenities that these condos had. So I started thinking about the potential for young singles, married couples, roommates, even college students to own homes in a Baltimore condominium building. Investing in a condo is one way to enter this real estate market and start to build equity. While the high condo fees may be a deterrent, they often include utilities and other services that make them more affordable than single-family homes. And additionally, buying a condo is usually a much more sound investment than wasting money by renting, and it can provide equity for a future home purpose. I do have one condo for sale right now. They are kind of rare right now. I have a condo unit at Park Towers West, which is 7121 Park Heights Avenue on the third floor. It's about between 1400 and 1500 square feet, has two bedrooms, two bathrooms. Both bathrooms and the kitchen have been updated with replacement windows and granite countertops, and all of your utilities are included in the monthly fee. If you'd like to know more information about Park Towers West, 7121, Unit 305, give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400, or you can check it out at the website, margaretrome.com. So when I am promoting condominiums to first-time buyers, I think it could be a good idea. They are also a wise investment for college, law, or medical student parents. The security is good. They don't have to worry about them having wild parties because the condo association is not going to allow that. And if your student takes on a roommate, that roommate could absorb all the condo fees. If you have any questions about condos, co-ops, any kind of properties, give me a call. Again, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And you can reach me right now on the show, 410-922-6680. I need some properties. If you are thinking about selling your home, if you're thinking about moving in the next year, give me a call. One of the things I just got a call on, I have a gentleman who called. He needs a small apartment or a room in someone's home with kitchen privileges. His budget is $800 a month. If you have any kind of a small apartment or an in-law suite in your own home that you would like to rent for $800, he would like it to be in Northwest 21208 or 21209. I don't do rentals, but if anybody out there has a place, I would be happy to connect you all up. I need multifamily homes. I have families that want to share a home together, one that has four or five or more bedrooms, those that have some first floor bedrooms and bathrooms, some land in the back, maybe a fenced yard, preferably a garage, and they are available and open to homes anywhere in Baltimore City or Baltimore County, and their budget is probably between $600,000 and $800,000. If you've got a home that you think is big enough for family members to share and you're thinking of selling it, please give me a call. Again, you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Another property that I have is at 3500 Falstaff Road. That's in the northwest part of Baltimore City. It is a center hall. It's a brick colonial. It's on a corner lot. Has a spacious foyer with gleaming hardwood floors throughout the first floor. It has a covered brick porch in the back. It's got patios. It's got gardens. The first floor sunroom and music room could also be used for offices or for extra bedrooms. And the upper floor features three spacious bedrooms and another two baths. The lower level is large, great for storage. You could even put a second kitchen in there, and you could finish it the way you would like to finish it. If you've got any questions about this Falstaff home, please give me a call, 410-530-2400. And if you've got any questions about real estate, 410-922-6680. Someone said that print advertising just doesn't work anymore. And as a broker, as a real estate broker, I understand the significance of advertising in our industry. There are many marketing gurus, there are many people in real estate that say print advertising doesn't work. They say the radio doesn't work. And while the internet does market all the properties, the traditional forms of advertising, as I mentioned, such as the print media and radio, are still incredibly valuable to me. I like to use a combination of methods for all of my listings, including online. I mean, my presence online is as big as any big real estate company. You can reach me, margaretrome.com, or any of my properties. You can just Google the address. You can get any of my properties. You can see all the photos. And this allows me to reach many buyers, many sellers, and increases your properties when you are buying or selling a home. It's a way I can find homes for the buyers that are looking for special homes. It's the way I can get more eyes on my listings. I used to use the combination advertising, and it's always worked for me. I find that it's crucial for reaching out to people who may not be that comfortable with technology. Frequently, I will get a call from somebody who saw my properties online, but when we started talking and I asked them how they really found me, they said, oh, My mom was reading the paper, and she saw your house, and I thought I would just check you out. So we've got a lot of people who are still reading those print ads. Some of you are still listening to the radio, and what I love about it is that the marketing and advertising that I'm doing in real estate gives you, the buyer and the seller, much more coverage than just being on the internet. Any questions about marketing or advertising your home, give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Please stay with us for more All About Real Estate.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Mark Monroe.
Stimulating talk, breaking news on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
My dentist said I had to see an oral and maxillofacial surgeon because my wisdom teeth were impacted. I got them out and had an uneventful recovery.
The pain was becoming unbearable. I didn't know that the roots of wisdom teeth can lengthen and become entangled around the nerves in the lower jaw. My surgery was more complicated, and I had to reschedule my family vacation.
One of my wisdom teeth never came all the way in. In my 30s, it started to hurt a lot. It was infected. My recovery took a week.
I had a cyst around my impacted wisdom tooth. I was referred to an OMS to have it removed. I was so worried. I wish I would have taken care of this when I was younger.
Some things get better with age. Your wisdom teeth are not one of them. Make an appointment with an oral and maxillofacial surgeon today to evaluate your wisdom teeth. When caring for your wisdom teeth, pain-free does not necessarily mean disease-free. Visit myoms.org to find an OMS near you.
Okay, let's go. Top row.
E-Y-E-C-A-R-E.
Good. Next row.
A-M America? iCareAmerica.org?
Yes. iCare America helps seniors who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to eyecareamerica.org.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile phone app for your smartphone at WCBM.com.
Welcome back.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Our call-in number 410-922-6680. Just want to give a shout-out to some special people in Owings Mills who do my signs. They're called Fast Signs, but it's only the Fast Signs in Owings Mills on One Easter Road. So if you need any kind of signs, mainly real estate, but any business out there, they are just absolutely wonderful to work with. And please just tell them hi for me. Good, good people. It's nice to have friends in the business who do such a marvelous, marvelous job. You know, sometimes being in real estate, all the time being in real estate, you have to learn and you have to grow. And the most critical aspects of success is that willingness to learn and grow. I love working with the real estate agents, especially the new ones. That's why we encourage knowledge sharing between the agents and other real estate professionals. I talk to real estate professionals all week long. We can all improve our work when we collaborate, when we share our experiences. And this process allows us all to gain new sights and new perspectives and continually improve our skill. I found that the newer agents are particularly inspiring. Why? Because they're not afraid to ask questions. They are not afraid to bring a unique point of view to the table. They may have an idea that we've never thought about. So if you're a younger agent, find another agent. Find a seasoned agent that you like, that you respect, and go quiz them, talk to them, see how you can help them. I think you'll find many of the seasoned agents are very, very interested in helping you become better in real estate. I found that every single transaction is different. There's always a new challenge, a new question, an unheard of situation. Working together, sharing knowledge and experience is very important in this business. Nobody can know it all. And it helps us all become better agents when we are mentoring other younger agents or newer agents in the business. Sometimes I receive questions from the public. Almost every day somebody is contacting me with a different concern. I frequently hear new and unusual things about buying and selling. I hear how they are being treated by their real estate agents, the questions they're answering. Sometimes it's not all correct. I think that we need to be out there. We need to be educating more people. As I've said before, whenever you complete a transaction, whether it's a listing, whether it's a sale, whether it's gone to settlement, many times there are some obstacles, there are some rough patches, and frequently you can look at each one of these transactions almost like taking a college course. That's how much there's still to learn. So be careful. Newer real estate agents need the chance to get in, but also make sure if you're using a newer real estate agent that you know that agent has a mentor, someone who knows what they're doing that they can go to. It's interesting. You can go and get your real estate license. You are licensed to sell a house, to list a house, but think about it. if you are selling your most important asset, which is usually your house, are you going to want somebody who cannot answer your questions? Ask a lot of questions. The longer we've been in it, the more transactions we've done, the more qualified we are to answer the questions. But I still love working with the younger agents, the agents that have not been in the business that long. I learn from them, and for sure, they learn from us. And if you've got any questions about that, give me a call. But the main thing is that real estate agents, real estate professionals need to cooperate with each other, and we need to learn from each other. And that's what makes this business so very interesting. I'm learning constantly from everybody. I don't think I ever have a conversation with a real estate agent, maybe even a buyer or seller, that I'm not learning or renewing something that I've learned in the past. Again, any questions, you are welcome to call us on the show, 410-922-6680, or call or email me after the show, 410-530-2400. I was asked about what the different things on the list, multiple list, are when you see active, when you see coming soon, when you see active under contract. What do these things mean? Most people in the public really don't understand it. And frequently you can see on some of the other real estate big websites, they will have these terms, or you will see that a property looks like it's on the market, but when you call the real estate agent, you find it's not under, not on the market anymore. And there are several ways that it could still be showing up and still be active, but sometimes they cannot be shown. Let me see if I can explain some of these things with you. Let me just talk about the different listing statuses there are on the our multiple list. And I think this is probably pretty universal. We have now something called coming soon. Coming soon on a property means that the seller is getting ready to put the house on the market. We can advertise it, but we cannot show it. The maximum amount of time that you can have for a coming soon status is 21 days. The only exception to that maybe is new construction or someone who is doing a huge reconstruction of a property. But from the time you list the house until you're allowed to show it, you have a maximum of 21 days. Active, most people know what that is. An active listing means that the property is available when it's showing is active, and it does not have an accepted agreement, it's not under contract, and it's not been signed, a contract has not been signed by the seller. Then we see something called active under contract. Can be somewhat misleading. What that is, that's a listing that has an agreement of sale, but in that agreement, there are contingencies. It could be a contingency of finding a home of their choice. It could be a contingency of the seller, of the buyer selling their home. It could be a contingency of being able to rent their home so that they could get financing. It could be home inspections. It could be backup offers. There may be a backup offer that somebody is saying, hey, if this doesn't go through, I want this house, or it's open for those backup offers. Again, if you've got any questions, give us a call. The next one I want to talk to you about is when you see pending. Pending means that the listing has already been signed. It's under contract. There's an agreement made between the buyer and the seller, and the property is pending. It hasn't sold, it hasn't settled, but it is pending, and the seller has chosen not to have any more showings on the property. But you can keep those properties in mind. So sometimes you can talk to the real estate agent and find out how strong that contract is. Maybe you could be in a place to offer a backup contract. So, okay, temporary off the market, just about what it says. A seller decides maybe there's a problem with the house, maybe they've had to make a repair, maybe there's an illness or death. Maybe something is going on with that house and they just can't be shown right now. And that is put on with a temporary off the market. Sometimes you see the initials TOM, temporary off the market. Another thing that you might see when you're looking at listings in the multiple list, you will see something called withdrawn. Withdrawn is when the listing is still in effect, but all marketing has ceased. So you really can't show the house anymore. The favorite one, of course, that we like to see is closed. Closed means you've been to settlement, the sale has been concluded, the buyers have the keys, the sellers have the money, or it could also be a lease agreement too. All the deposits have been collected. Close is the same as final settlement. Then you will also see expired. That means that the listing date has expired, and it's that listing date has already passed, and there has not been an extension to relist that property. And the last one that I can think of, and I'm sure maybe some of you can also think of some more things that you've seen in the listings that you don't understand. But then there's a cancel, where the listing, where the buyer and the seller have completely terminated the listing and it has passed its expiration date. So those are the listing statuses of the properties that we have on the multiple list. It is interesting how much we use these listing coming soon active without realizing that possibly that the public does not know what we're talking about. So again, if you see any of these terms and you want to know what they are, hopefully this will give you that knowledge that you need. There's another one that says days on the market, DOM. That's the amount of days that when you list the house, from the time you list it, the days are counting to see how many days that property has been on the market. I think you have to wait, I think it's at least 2 months, if you take your house off the market and you want to relist it, 2 months so that it can come back on as a new listing with the days the market, the DOM, to start all over again. So again, any questions, please give me a call. That's about days on the market. That's about listing statuses. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, don't hesitate. Give me a call. You can reach me 410-530-2400. And that is going to take us to a quick break. This is All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680.
Stimulating talk, breaking news on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com.
cool out there today as we finish out the weekend. Temperatures do warm up for the business week. Lots of sunshine today with a bit of a north breeze. Temperatures this afternoon into low part of the 60s. Fair to partly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures again tonight drop down to near 40. Mix of clouds and sunshine Monday for the start of the business week. Upper 60s to near 70 tomorrow afternoon, and even warmer Tuesday. We're in and out of the clouds. Temperatures Tuesday afternoon into the upper 70s. Chance of showers Tuesday night, Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
If you're dealing with inflammation or stiff joints, then Glyco Plus from Rescue Natural Supplements can be your ticket to a healthier spring. Glyco Plus features a unique blend of Greenlift Muscle Complex and UC2 Collagen, specifically designed to support joint health. Collagen, a vital component of joint cartilage, plays a crucial role in maintaining strength and flexibility. Right now, Rescue Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's R-E-L-I-E-F. Call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. And speak to a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's the beat on the street.
Definitely I've noticed a rise in costs.
It's the talk of the town.
I want to talk about the student loan thing.
The nuclear war with Russia.
The conversation starts here.
WCBM.
History happened here for 100 years.
We report from Baltimore, where the governor of Maryland has declared a state of emergency, and the mayor of Baltimore has announced a week-long curfew beginning tomorrow night.
The police response growing over the day, protective measures taken, the Orioles baseball game canceled, and a citywide curfew in place tomorrow starting at 10 p.m.
Baltimore has been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Last week I had a caller asking questions and making comments about a roof that he had that was 15 years old. I had a caller during the week who said to me that the shingles are not guaranteed for that fading. If you've got any questions about that, give me a call. I will put you in touch with my source. Right now, we have a Tommy in Ellicott City. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
I've been listening to you today.
I'm glad.
You know who I am?
I do.
Okay, just wanted to check.
I just realized who you are. Hi, Tommy.
I see. First of all, I want to comment about fast signs. I had my own business at one time, and I was traveling all over the country, and I needed a kind of like a trade show kind of display, and they were absolutely incredible. I still have the trade show signage if somebody wants it free.
Oh.
I worked with the one up in Towson, but they are truly great.
Well, I think you know me well enough, Tommy, that when I have somebody that gives me good service, and that includes you, that I want to let other people know about it. Now, the fast signs that I'm talking about is the one in Owings Mills. Okay.
Right. I heard you say that. Of course, I was in Towson at the time with the business.
Right.
But anyway, you were talking about condominiums, and I thought I'd add a couple of cents. I was in a condominium unit for 5 years, and it's because I wanted to live on Lake Avenue. That was one of my lifetime goals. So I lived in a three-floor unit. There were 32 units totally. And I just went to caution the buyer on a condo unit as to who lives upstairs and what kind of floors they have, because ours were all hardwood floors. My concern from the very beginning was the noise level, and I dealt with it for 5 years before I had to move out. The noise level was just unbelievable. Anytime they had a social event, I had to leave because I couldn't take the noise level.
Okay.
So,
Tommy, let me ask you something. When you did live in that condo, were there rules that you had to have the floors covered a certain percent with carpets? Did the people upstairs abide by that?
They even advised me that they had had some kind of cushioning put in between the floors to help. Well, forget it. It just didn't work. I could tell every time they walked from one room to the other, it was constant. So, I don't know. I was concerned about it before I moved in. And like I said, I dealt with it for 5 years. And finally, I just had to take myself out of that situation. The other thing, too, is that the condominium fees, which are relatively high, they were going to repair the other buildings. The building that we were in was being ignored, and there were a couple of unit owners that were actually paying out of their own pocket to do repairs to their building. You know, and what kind of construction is the building when you're in a condo unit as to how much repairs are going to be made? You know, when it's wood frame as opposed to joisted masonry type, you might have more repairs being made, and your condominium fees are going to be affected by that. Right?
Absolutely. And you are giving some wonderful suggestions for people who are thinking about moving into condos or homeowners association. Make sure you read the rules and regulations. Make sure you talk to people who've lived there for a while. And, you know, like you, if you were going to buy a unit under another unit, I would ask to talk to the people underneath it. find out if you can, if you know how much noise level is there. For some people, that noise is not of a concern. They don't mind it. There's some people, it sounds like you, who just absolutely can't live like that. So always check that out. Check your condominium documents before you settle. Check who's living upstairs before you settle. Walk around the neighborhood and the building. Talk to people who've lived there for a while. Talk to more than one of those people. The other thing, Tommy, I know that your profession, which I use, you are insurance, and you have to get special insurance for condos, a little bit different than renter's insurance. Plus, you are somebody wonderful to be able to get insurance for any of your needs. If anybody needs insurance, house insurance, condo insurance, whatever, umbrella policies, give me a call and I will put you in touch with my friend Tommy. And Tommy, I can't thank you enough for calling in. I've got to take a break. Did you have more to talk about?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know Richard also listens to you as he drives home from church all the time.
Well, thank you for calling, and we are going to take a quick break. This is All About Real Estate. Margaret Rome, call-in number after the show, 410-530-2400.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
The YMCA is just a starting line. For the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. My why is diversity and unity, a safe space in my community, living with sincerity, giving every day my everything. With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror and everyone belongs. Find your why. Learn more at YMCA.org for a better us.
Your kids lug around a backpack full of books.
So heavy.
You.
Where did I put my phone?
Just have to lug around your phone.
There it is.
A world full of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM and worldwide at WCBM.com. And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. I want to tell you about another property that I have. Very special. It is sitting on 2.5 Stevenson Acres. A little over 2.5. It is a farmhouse, very unusual for the area, about 90 years old. It has four stories, four levels. There are two primary suites there, fireplace, the grounds, the level grounds are exquisite. Lots and lots of windows. As I mentioned, 5 to 6 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, 4 finished levels. Country kitchen that's also very bright with a breakfast bar, 5 windows in there. It may not be the perfect house for everyone. This is a house that absolutely exudes character and personality with the high ceilings and the wood floors and the rooms in a rainbow of color. If you're thinking about living in a home that has old world charm, that has a unique personality, that's in the 21153 zip code, give me a call. This could be the perfect place to live, to enjoy the ambiance of the house. It is located just blocks away from the Stevenson Village Shopping Center. It's a mile north of the Beltway Exit 21. Give me a call if you've got any interest in the house or the area. Want to look it up online? You can go to my website, margaretrome.com, or you can just Google the address 3436 Halcyon Road. Again, that's in 21153. I would be more than happy to share that property with you if you'd like to see it. We'll make an appointment. If you're working with a real estate agent, have them call me. Some of the other properties that I need, I've got buyers waiting. You hear me talk about this every week. I went out this week. I spoke to a gentleman, well, it was a couple of weeks ago, who heard me talk about a rancher, and I thought his rancher was really, really almost perfect for one of my clients. I think when he's ready to sell it, when he gets it on the market, I will have the buyer for that rancher. I need homes in the Wellwood area, which is 21208 and 21209. I need ranchers of all sizes, of all prices, and in all conditions in and around the Baltimore area. I need a very large home. Price is not an object, that is stone or brick with some acreage that they cannot see another house from there. And it must have either room to add on 2 primary suites or already have that. If you have a large home that sounds like it could meet the needs of this buyer, please give me a call. Also, I need a condo on the 4th floor, a travertine condo in the Green Spring Quarry area. All of these, if you're thinking about selling now or in the near future, I have buyers that are ready to go right now. They could purchase, some of them for cash, some could do a 2-week settlement. I also need a home in really bad condition. They really want to rehab it. They really want to totally, you know, make a new home out of home that has been neglected. If you've got any of these properties, please give me a call and I'll tell you more about them. Again, if you're working with a real estate agent, have them call me and maybe we can hook up my buyer with your seller. Also, I need building lots. If you know of any land that is a minimum of an acre and preferably more, give me a call. I've got quite a few buyers right now who are looking for buildable land that can be already in a development. It can be outside of a development. It could be a lot that's attached to your home, maybe a family home that has some extra acreage. If you're thinking about selling your land, selling a lot that you're not using, Give me a call. Again, you can hear I've got quite a few buyers that are looking for properties, and I would be happy to tell you more about these. I do have a lot on Old Court and Windsor Road, a half an acre lot that can have a single family home put on it. If you're interested, give me a call. Again, you are listening. You have been listening to All About Real Estate, Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-922-6680. And we will see you next week, same time. Have a wonderful week. Be careful with the eclipse. Make sure you've got those glasses on. Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400.
WCBM.